Hi. Maybe you don't realize this, but I'm really bored. Like, so bored. And you? Well, you're cute. Like, really cute. So maybe you can help me with my boredom. I don't know. I could just sit here and stare at you, if you don't mind. Just as I thought. You're very cute. Why don't you pose for me? Give me a little smile. Maybe wave to me. Something. Or not. I'm sorry. I don't mean to sound like one of those annoying people. But do you know who I am? Oh, well, I'm pretty popular around here. A lot of people know me. So, maybe you can just entertain me, cutie. Oh, are you nervous? You can hold my hand if you want to. Oh, you look so precious. You're flustered, aren't you? Oh, I just want to pinch your cheeks. You are just so cute. Anyways, about holding my hand. And if you entertain me good enough, I might even take you on a date. Well, I was thinking the movies. But if you'd rather go somewhere else, I guess that'd be okay. That is, if you entertain me good enough. So why don't you take my hand and give me a smile? Oh, you don't feel like it, huh? What's wrong, cutie? You know, you're gonna hurt my feelings. I may even start crying. I'm kidding. But what's wrong? You're too cute to be sad. Oh, come on. You can tell me anything. I promise I won't tell anyone. Your secrets are safe with me. So go on then, before I lose interest. Oh, so someone's having a bad day. That breaks my heart. Well, you don't have to be entertaining then. I will. Follow me. Take my hand. I'm not gonna bite. Unless you want me to. I do have some pretty sharp teeth. You're even more flustered. How precious. Oh, I'm not trying to treat you like a dog. I just think you're so cute. But maybe later, if you're in the mood, you could obey me. Maybe get on your knees and do a little begging. You know, for my love and attention. Unless it's too soon. I guess you could tell me your name. A cute name for a cute face. Oh. No, I'm not usually the one to beg. Well, unless you're really good. And if you're really good and you, you know, leave me wanting more, I'd probably beg for hours. I'd be a good girl. I'm sorry, I just love making you flustered. That's a fun word. We're not going anywhere. We're just walking. Walking around. Walking is good for feeling better. So I've heard. I've never really been sad, so I don't know. But I do walk around, so maybe it's helpful. You You asked that question out loud, wondering how you got in this situation. Well, you were at the right place at the right time. And I was bored. I saw you. Well, and you looked good enough to eat. So, I want to spend time with you. Get to know you. You know, before fun stuff. That is, if you are up for it. But later. Well, I hope you're a good kisser. And I hope you taste good. If you do, I might be more willing to get on my knees. I love stuff with a good flavor. Like your lips, your neck, your chest, and even down there. Only if you're up for it. But if your lips don't taste good, then I'm gonna be a little disappointed. But as I said, you look tasty, so I'm willing to give it a try. You know what? I just realized I'm tired of walking. Let's sit over here in the shade. A good change of scenery. Don't you feel better? Oh, a little bit. That's better than nothing. Oh, you have such a pretty face. So handsome and intriguing. You have a bit of mystery about you. And I want to open you like a book and just read your chapters. Was that sexy? I'm trying for new, sexy talk. Or a little flirty. I'm sure it'll work on you. You seem like the type to, like mysteries. I bet you're wondering what mysteries I'm holding. And maybe later tonight you could find out. But we have to spend the day together first. So far you're off to a good start. I mean, you're listening and behaving very well. And you're cute, so you already had a huge lead. You know, the lead in, I don't know, me wanting to spend time with you. Don't make me think. I really don't want to put too much thought into all this. Basically, you're cute, you're willing to follow me around, and you're such a great listener, listening to me ramble and talk to you. I think that's kind of hot. Well, I think good listeners are great in bed. Someone so willing to listen and just be observant, attentive. You'll know my wants, my needs, my desires. So, you'll be able to make me feel good later. Again, that is if you want to, and if I think you're up for the challenge. Oh, don't tell me you're getting bored. I was already bored. If you start getting bored after I was bored, I'm gonna assume that I'm boring you. And I would hate to bore you. I wanna give you a good time. And, you know, if it's especially good, maybe we can spend more time together. Like go on more dates. Well, I say more dates because we're obviously going on one in a little bit. Things are still opening up. I hate when shops open up later. I'm awake now. I want to do stuff. You get what I mean, don't you, cutie? Oh, you're so precious. You don't mind if I pinch your cheek, do you? And not too hard. Oh, you're so cute. Oh, and you feel so nice. You have such a good face. A very pleasant face. One I wouldn't mind giving kisses all over. Or maybe a little tongue, if you're in the mood. Because I'm always in the mood. You've turned my boring day into an exciting one. I hope you can turn my night into a pleasant one. Full of excitement and what a rush. You know, I'm kind of getting bored sitting here. Let's see if anything's open and trying to go on a date. Yes, that sounds like fun. Follow me and be on your best behavior.